Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On Monday, November 2, 1865, the Montefiore Fountain was officially inaugurated and presented to the people of Bridgetown by the Jewish businessman John Montefiore in the memory of his father, John Castillo Montefiore, who perished during the 1854 cholera epidemic. John Montefiore Sr. had been one of the leading merchants in Bridgetown, with a wholesale and retail store on Swan Street, in addition to being the owner of Neal's Plantation, St. Michael. The fountain was first located on Beckwith Place in the heart of Bridgetown. In 1940, however, having been deemed an obstruction to traffic, it was located to Coleridge Street. The Montefiore Fountain was the second public water fountain provided to residents of Bridgetown. The first had been inaugurated 3 months earlier, on July 17, 1865, to commemorate the introduction of pipe water to the city. Given the poor sanitary conditions within Bridgetown, which contributed to the spread of the cholera epidemic, the choice of a fountain suggests it stood not as a monument to death, but as a memorial to life and hope. On each side of the fountain are relief sculptures representing the ideals of justice, fortitude, temperance, and prudence. These are accompanied by the following inscriptions: "Look to the end, be sober-minded, to bear is to conquer, and do wrong to no one." Although no longer a functioning water fountain, its status as an historic monument featured significantly in the deliberations leading to historic Bridgetown and its garrison being designated a World Heritage Site.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.